A reading from Matthew. An account of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, and Judah the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Aram, and Aram the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon the father of Salmon, and Salmon the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of King David. And David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah, and Solomon the father of Rehoboam, and Rehoboam the father of Abijah, and Abijah the father of Asaph, and Asaph the father of Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, and Joram the father of Uzziah, and Uzziah the father of Jotham, and Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, and Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, and Manasseh the father of Amos, and Amos the father of Josiah, and Josiah the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. And after the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Salathiel, and Salathiel the father of Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, and Abiud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor, and Azor the father of Zadok, and Zadok the father of Achim, and Achim the father of Eliud, and Eliud the father of Eleazar, and Eleazar the father of Mathan, and Mathan the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations. And from the deportation to Babylon to the Messiah, 14 generations. There is this church song written by liturgist Marty Hagen that goes by the name, All Are Welcome. This piece was sung often at the Aquinas Institute Graduate School in St. Louis, and I imagine it is likely sung in many congregations when desiring to echo those scriptural texts that deal with the widespread inclusion inherent to the kingdom of God. I would think Hagen's work applies well to the gospel today, for just look at the inclusivity exposed in this impressive genealogy. Of course, we have the patriarch Abraham, who would give this lineage immediate credence in the Jewish world, seeking to establish the relationality of Jesus. Furthering the heritage of the Messiah is the royalty personified in David. So right away, we have two standouts who reveal the glory of Israelite history. But looking at the whole of the genealogy, its tripartite structure expresses more than just glory. The early nadir of the Israelites culminated in the Babylonian exile, a historicity that puts added emphasis and urgency on the third 14-generation stanza, in which the Redeemer comes to deliver the people from their darkness. But Matthew insists that this Redeemer does not come in isolation, and does not come, in a sense, in a spotless family fashion. For example, the sin of David and Bathsheba is remarkable and obvious by Matthew's inclusion of the slain Uriah. But we also have the harlot Rahab and the adulteress Tamar. Never mind the astonishing inclusion of women in this patrimonially dominant recounting. But it's the inclusion of, to use that archaic adage, women of ill repute that is so mind-blowing. And to even bring Ruth into the picture is to depart from the exclusivity of the Jewish bloodline, as Ruth was in fact a Moabite. So we are led through the course of the early chosen people of God to expand our perception of what it means to be a chosen people. Through the choice of the Matthean community, it is revealed that the family of Christ far exceeds what was originally thought to be the in-group, the worthy ones, the pure-blooded ones. Truly, the temple curtain is rent long before the Paschal mystery, though the evangelist had the gift of hindsight and communal exegesis to see that this paradigm shift actually comes with the birth of Emmanuel and is then fulfilled in the death and resurrection. And so, if God is with us, as God's name attests, then who is with God? The community is far broader than many of the righteous or filially bound would perhaps like to believe. Marty Hagen professes that the love of Christ shall end divisions. So let us join with Hagen in this twilight of Advent, rejoicing as sinners and prodigal in-laws, who nevertheless are partakers of the feast prepared by the Lamb, that glory of his beautifully varied and imperfect people.